Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Once again, it is a blessed day in Christ. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, has given us the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us with the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. And wherever you're listening to us at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this blessed day and enable us, Lord God, to come before you this day with your word. We ask that you will help us, Lord God, to deliver your message as you would see fit. Help us in word in our mouth that it may bring glory and honor to you. And so, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day for all you've been listening. Once again, as we wait for my brother, Brother Eddie Lee, to head this off, glory be to God. I just want to say that there are many believers who are getting revelation from the Lord about things to come. I know that we have been faced with a coronavirus epidemic, you know, a pandemic. And I'm not wanting to be the one, quote, as bearer of bad news. I say to you that God is a deliverer. Jesus Christ is still Lord. It doesn't change him for being who he is. However, there are more things to come. And there's a greater than the coronavirus that is about to manifest itself. I say this because in this time of the coronavirus, you find that the government and many of the people in this nation are starting to ridicule people that have not taken the vaccination shot. They have started treating people that haven't taken the shot like they are diseased themselves. And I've seen where many of them have placed all their confidence in the vaccine, okay? And to me, the vaccine to them is God. Even though when this vaccine was made, that it was declared unto the people that the vaccination does not prevent you. Now, hear this clearly. It doesn't prevent you from having the possibility of catching it. Okay, it just, quote, slow it down some. You hear that? Now, some of you may say, well, why are you saying this? Because, you know, I'm like this with you. If you choose to get the vaccination, that's you. But for those of you that is looking down on those who have not got the vaccination, be very careful what you're doing. Okay. Now, I know in this day and time, even in the times before, that when one hears of a talk of believing in Christ, people tend to really frown. They will come out and tell you, some of them, that you're literally crazy. It's something, you've gone mad. There's something wrong with you. And to go even deeper, even some of the church folks you know, would start to do that. Would start to talk about others who not just talking, but truly is placing their faith in Christ. Not saying they're going out there and doing something unwise, but they're truly placing their faith in Christ. And now many is getting ridiculed. And I'm not talking about just from those who don't come to church, but from many of the church folks themselves. And it's amazing how that when they came up with, quote, a vaccination so fast. See, it's amazing where when the government and this nation say, hey, we got a cure, we forget a lot of what people want to go into reasonable stuff. We forget that concerning these things. Now, they made the virus, the vaccine, excuse me, very quick. A vaccine coming that quick. Other sore diseases and sicknesses, we're still doing research, taking up money to do research on. But this vaccine comes poof real fast, and people are told. And one thing I got to give those of the government and all this credit for, at least they told you when they first made this vaccine, that it would not, quote, prevent a person from getting the virus. It would just, quote, slow it down. And so you got people today who got their faith more in a slow it down than wanting a cure. You know, and it's the same with any other sicknesses, okay, that for the majority of these medicines that man made does not cure you of these different sickness and disease. It just treats it. But it's amazing to me where people are willing to go for a treat than want a healing. And why is that so? Because they don't believe. We put our, quote, faith in what the government or what man says. Now, this is not a leading people to rebel against government, okay? What I'm saying is this. When we say as Christians, we believe Jesus Christ, many times we fail to remember that we're going to be challenged in our declaration or proclamation. So we tend to think that we can just say it in front of people who have who comes to worship the Lord with our set for, you know, with us, and we think that's it. That's the whole day. That's our whole life. That's it. Go to work, go home, go to church, go to work, you know, and fail to understand that we're going to be challenged in our proclamation. Okay. Now, the coronavirus, when it hit the scene real bad last year here in America, the body or all that is called believers as a whole, in general, we was exposed. As some would say, the church was exposed. Amen. Still, there are many who proclaim to be Christians still haven't seen that part yet. They still haven't seen where the church was exposed last year. We was badly exposed when this pandemic hit. And like I said, many that claim to believe in Christ, claim to be believers, have still yet to see where we was exposed. Okay? And on top of that, the government boldly, without no hesitation, let us know that gathering in church services was non-essential, okay, that it wasn't important. Now, in this nation, if we said something about certain religious groups or something like that, we will be held in the wrong. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless, brother.
God bless you. Continue.
Amen. So I was just saying that in this nation, And my word to those, to people that, as we are seeing today, that you're finding people that are getting vaccinated are starting to persecute people who haven't. And this is not just your companies or leaders in your company. This is just ordinary people. Ordinary people that have taken the vaccine are starting to persecute and look down on people that hasn't. And my word to you is be very careful, because there are many servants of the Lord who have seen that a greater than the coronavirus is fin to come. Okay? It's fin to come. Now, I don't say this to, quote, scare people, but this is a message of warning. Okay? So while some of you are in the attitude of mocking and making fun because you have taken the vaccine, by the way, a vaccine that I got to admit, the government and all of them openly declared to you when they first made this vaccine that it would not prevent you from getting the virus, that it only, quote, slow it down. Therefore, if you were to get it, you still have a chance of spreading it. But yet still, many of you treat it like it is a cure, like that's it. Now, from what I understand, after so many months, you end up having to take these shots again. So my advice to you is this. Hear the word of the Lord. Whatever my brother delivers tonight, I pray that you will hear the word of the Lord. Your number one best bet of deliverance and healing is going to be Jesus Christ, okay? It is not going to be, quote, the vaccine. Now, hear me when I say this, okay? Because some of you may have just clicked me off when I just said it now. I love you anyhow. But this thing is really showing itself. And believers, we better get ready, okay? We better get ready. I'm not just talking to you guys. I'm telling you, we better get ready, because all what you were doing in the church service, hallelujah, falling on the ground, jumping up, oh, I believe the Lord, we're going to be challenged in our proclamation, okay?
Yes.
We proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and when we proclaim that he is the healer and he is the deliverer, we're going to be challenged in that, and we have failed to come to grasp with that because we think that our daily routine is going to work, going to home, go to church, and we start all over again. It's more than that, people. And the word of warning that is going out today, that a greater than the coronavirus is about to arise. And it's about to rise, and it's showing things. Now, the coronavirus exposed the church, the body in general, last year. And as I said before, many of us as Christians, I ain't talking about the sinners now, many of us as Christians have still yet to grasp that we was exposed. We have still yet to understand that. We think that, we got social media. Oh, we ain't got to go by going to buildings. We can go on social media. But you don't understand where the exposure came in at. Hallelujah. When we have gotten service and we have preached and taught and told people that God is going to send the people this way, well, my question is, when did we think he was going to send them? When the sun was shining? No, it wasn't when the sun was shining, because who's going to think about worshiping God when they got the cars and the houses and everything? They're not going to worry. They was to come in a time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came, they found the padlocks on the doors.
Oh.
Now, I know many are going to get upset what I said, brother. I know they're going to get upset. I know they're going to say, Brother Nate, you ain't being wise and all that stuff. I'm not against wisdom. I'm not against wisdom. But I'm not going to I'm not going to throw faith under the bus. Okay? I'm not going to throw that under the bus, okay?
Okay.
I believe in walking in wisdom, okay?
Yes.
But we have taken wisdom and exalted it way above faith. So now we don't believe in God no more. We're just telling people, I'm doing this because I'm being wise. Well, I understand you being wise.
Uh-huh.
But what about your faith? What about when the people come to you and look at you crazy and say, how come you ain't taking the vaccine? What's wrong with you? What's your problem?
Don't you care about your kids? Don't you care about your wife? Mm. See, the devil is cunning, and he's using things that close to us to stab at us with. So now we're sitting there thinking, oh, my goodness, you're right. My wife, my kids, oh, my God, yes, I got to go take it. And what they're not reporting on to you is how so many people are even dying from taking the vaccine. They're not reporting to you that people's hearts, young folks' hearts started to inflame. They're not talking to you about how kidneys have started dying out, okay, from taking the vaccine. They're not telling you how even some doctors behind the closed doors are even telling some of their patients don't take the vaccine because they're saying, hey, if you take it, the problems that you're having is going to get worse. No one is talking about that. All they're doing, and including our president is strongly pushing this thing. Now they're racing like little children in each state trying to figure out who can get the most people vaccinated. People, we have to wake up. Because when you see people treat something like a game, there's a hidden gender behind it, okay? Hallelujah. There's a hidden gender behind what they're doing. Some of you think they're doing it all for, quote, your health. But let us get serious and real here. Because they know they're about to make more money than possibly they ever had. Now, who is today? Your big pharmaceutical companies. Now, even they have to admit, okay, the news are starting to give coverage that some of these big pharmacies who are giving these vaccines, well, some of them say it's hitting their nerves. It's causing nerve damage. But guess what they're doing? They're softening the blow by using the word rare. They're telling you, say, hey, this can mess with your nerves even though it's rare. The word rare is to make you feel secure in still taking the vaccine. That's why the word rare is given. Because if we come out and tell you the straight truth that it's messing with your nerves, then you might wake up and say, oh, my God, I was on my way to go get this thing. Let me stop right now.
Hallelujah.
Call the doctor up and say, let's cancel the appointment.
Hallelujah.
But no, we got to put rare on that to soften the blow.
Soften the blow.
To soften the blow. Now, if you got a vaccine that you're telling me that can't prevent you from getting the virus, what do you think it means when that which is worse than the coronavirus is on the rise?
Oh.
Sorry about that, brother.
Wow.
I just had to go. I got to turn it over to you, brother.
No, brother, I'm listening. I'm listening, and I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with that. Hallelujah. I'm in agreement with your, call it a prophetic utterance or a warning or an awakening or an alert. I just get mad, whatever one person want to get on, just get mad. Angry, revealing truth off time can make many people mad. The raw truth, the prophetic truth, a warning, a prophetic warning can make many people very angry. Now, I appreciate that. I enjoy that. I receive that, brother. I'm in agreement with that. We talk about it during the time when the coronavirus 19 started, and we tried to tell the people that it's not over, that another, they're going to, as soon as this dies down, we try to warn the people. I don't know what you remember. We try to warn the people. As soon as coronavirus seemed to die down, there's going to rise another worse, and there's going to be another worse plague than this. Now, when we said this back here over some months ago, and we warned people before the coronavirus that what was something that God was going to permit, allow something to hit. Now, when we try to wake people up and warn them to prepare and to be alert, and they mostly didn't pay attention. But so, in the same way, when the Lord gave me a warning of when the Pentecost and the New Year were going to hit, I received a warning. Hallelujah. And Brother Robert Grimes, the man of God, and who's passed away several months ago, we was down in Chicago warning the people, awakening the people, giving them the gospel. And all of a sudden, the spirit of prophecy came upon me. Hallelujah. And I began to speak about New York New York getting hit, and a few other places was getting ready to be hit. Of course, that made me sound like a fanatic, a fearmonger, a fanatic and all that. But the warning of the Lord, because of his mercy, you have to give the warning, because God is great in mercy, and he always awakens and warns. And so
Hallelujah.
The mercy of God always in play. So I just in agreement with you now. I knew that they got a new stream, they call it, a new virus stream called the Delta. Of course, that ain't the end of it. They're going to have to make trillions of dollars out of this, trillions.
Oh, yeah.
And it's three things I would say. And I'm not saying I'm the voice of knowing all. But I would say this. Three things why this new stream and another stream is on the horizon. Three reasons. First of all, it is to make trillions of dollars, trillions, about certain industries. Second, it is to narrow the population and put fear.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when they release the spirit of fear, you can control a people through fear. The third thing is the ones that releasing this Delta stream and other ones, the powers of evil coming from a certain people releasing this is getting you ready to be controlled and induced to mark of the beast. And this is how they're going to get the people under control and fear and control and manipulate them to accepting the upcoming one world leader and the one world church to get them ready to be under fear control. So now I'm not going to speak a lot on that, but that is my inside view about this. These plagues, that's what they are, plagues. They call it virus, and the Bible speaks of these plagues. Now, these plagues, furthermore, are being released by men, by powers. Now, I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to put a stop sign right there, okay? I'm going to let them throw the rocks at you, brother, and I'm going to hide behind you. Okay, is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
You know,
my will, brother. Go ahead. My will.
Yeah, you're a younger man than me. You can take the rocks a little bit, I guess. Yeah, so people, we are doing this in the unction of the Lord, and we have an unction and a charge to warn and awaken the people. The voice of the prophet in the last days is to warn, awaken, and prepare a people. And that's what you hear coming from our brother, the voice of the prophetic warning, as in former days. So and when we talked about this, Brother Nate, years ago, why this coronavirus exposed and unraveled that the church, who was supposed to be the safeguard for the nation, was not ready and prepared, and exposed our weakness.
Amen.
Uncovered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
Jesus.
It reveals also the government and the nations, how fear, how the devil is going to manipulate through this spirit of fear by releasing these plagues and these three things: cutting the population, narrowing the population, creating fear and control, and making the big business and control people behind the scene make trillions and trillions of dollars, and telling the church, well, you are too far away, you are doing your thing, saying, I believe the Lord, and shout and jump and speak in tongue and roll over, and now now you got a chance to prove, do you really believe? You are being challenged, and the Lord is permitting it. I said the Lord God is permitting and allowing it to get you to see where you are and where you need to come into the secret place of the Lord. Now, I thank God for you that you have the courage and the daring and the audacity to to say that, brother, because many people will be silent, silent of the Lamb. And you're the voice, and one of the voices of the Church of Christ, Elijah Messenger, whom God said, cry loud and spare not, and make my people to hear the rumpet trumpet of the Lord. I want to read two scriptures here tonight, if it's okay, since you started out in that vein, because the same thing you said was on my mind. This is a hidden agenda. The same words came to me the other way. This is an agenda. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the conspiracy of Satan, and his goal is to prepare us to be ready to receive the new world order and the prophetic new ruler over the government that's coming. Hallelujah. And you will see why this coronavirus is being used and the spirit of fear and confusion is coming upon us. And the church world as a whole has not been prepared, has not been a voice, has been not awakening, and many of them were asleep and unprepared, and we have better put on it showed us that we didn't have on the whole armor. The Christian world thought they was Amen. Under the whole armor. They was already. It revealed much.
Yeah.
It real. I'm talking about redeemed people, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost people too, apostolic faith people, and all of that. So God is truly a good God. I said, yes, the Yod God of Israel is a good God. Now, I want to read two scriptures here, if you don't mind. I want you to read this one for me in the Bible, Amos 3 and 7. And if you get that, I'll try to get this other scripture. Wow. You could have went on, brother. I said I'd let you go on and finish everything, and we'll just call it the will of the Lord being done. So, you know, this is the hour. Blow the trumpet in Zion, the last warning, the last awakening, getting ready for the greatest harvest of souls, getting ready for the greatest outpouring and overflow of the Holy Spirit. The Lord revealed his hand in the sight of all the nations. Now, have you got Amos 3 and 7?
Now, right. I got Amos 3 and 7.
You don't mind, brother. I wish you would read it. May the Lord add grace, and may the Holy Spirit may help somebody. And we submit to the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the everlasting gospel that the Lord would enlighten, help, awakened to all that would listen and be blessed. In Jesus' name. Okay. Go ahead, my dear
Amen.
Brother.
Amos chapter 3, verse 7. The word of the Lord said, surely the Lord God would do nothing, but he revealeth the secret or his secrets unto his servants, the prophets.
That's very interesting, isn't it?
Amen.
It's very serious. A crisis time and a time of a great awakening. But you notice what the Lord God has said principally in all of his working? The Lord God will do nothing. What? He will
the
not
Lord
do
God
anything.
But revealing his secrets unto his servants, the prophets.
So, interesting. Now, I'm going to go to the Deuteronomy 29th chapter and verse 29 verse came to my mind. Holy Spirit, do what is good in your sight. Jesus, be glorified.
Deuteronomy
magnify
chapter 29.
Your voice.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy
you said
29
verse 29. The word of the Lord said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
The Lord God has promised in the last days that he would raise a particular scriptural promise, prophecy, that would be a promise, scriptural prophet would come in the latter days with a warning. And he would do as in former days, the Lord would let nothing really come upon the judgment and destruction or anything unless he give a warning or an awakening. Before he's about to reveal himself in any way, a major way in the earth, or allow any judgment or even destruction or a great move of the Holy Spirit, he will send or raise up a prophet voice to give and blow the trumpet in Zion. Now, when Jesus said in Matthew 24 that he's going to do something similar as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before, just before the coming of the Son of Man. Very interesting parallel, speaking to things that has been done in the past. I'm reminding you as a sign just before I come, I will bring judgment in the earth or bring the greater move of the Holy Ghost. It would be as it was in the days of Noah. You have to go back and compare and see some similarity things that we're now facing. And now a voice came, a man prepared, a special chosen vessel. He had been prepared before he was born. He was a special child chosen from his womb before to give this last warning to that generation that he lived in. So Jesus said in Matthew, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be just prior to my coming. Now, he likened this to another scripture that knocks at our door, Malachi 4, Malachi 3. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The day coming that should burn at the oven. So you see the nations are under siege and trouble and conflict as the day of a burning furnace, as a burning furnace. And he says, but him that fear the Lord, they are going to hear this last warning that Elijah bring. They that fear the Lord shall the sunlight of righteousness, talking about Jesus Christ, the spokesman, the word. He is the one that sent Elijah in the last days with a restoration and an awakening and a warning and a gathering. So when you were saying the Lord God would do nothing in the earth until he first vivid and give an awakening, now to his servants, the prophets. Now, understand this. The coronavirus and 9/11 that happened, where was the majority of the church world? Were they slumbering asleep? Where's the coronavirus? Where's the watchman that warned? Where's the watchman on the wall that blow the trumpet when he sees something happen? The watchman standing on Isaiah 35. Oh, Jeremiah says, and Ezekiel said, where is the watchman? So we see that the church was not, we call the redeemed body of Christ, the born-again, saved, sanctified believers, who are called the family of God, the kingdom of God. Where were they when these things came creeping in? Now, did they want the people to be prepared and get ready, or come closer, or cleanse themselves and purify themselves and get holy and draw nigh to the Lord and fast and pray and find the place under the blood and the word, or be delivered from this hour? But a prophet had been blowing the trumpet to America and the world called Elijah message. And you and Brother Robert Gross was on the radio, and you had been warning before that, long before Robert came on, as a dual voice to warn and to awaken, right?
Amen.
So now the hour has come, which is called the midnight cry.
So we see turmoil and confusion is where? All in the earth, right?
Amen.
And they are trouble and distress. And these little plagues, coronavirus, and the strain Delta is a little plague. I call it a baby plague. I know. Okay. But I call it a baby plague. A baby plague.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You haven't seen. Now, they've been telling the world and the church world and good and righteous and wonderful people have been telling people that don't worry about all these things. You'll be raptured and gone.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. None of this stuff that approaching. You'll be out of here. You'll be gone. Snatched up, right?
Yeah.
Well, we see we're not snatched up yet, are we?
Amen. Amen.
And tribulation is beginning. Hallelujah. And the great
Hallelujah.
Tribulation is beginning just without them being aware of it. Because they set their own time when the Great Tribulation, they'll set their own hour when the Great Tribulation is going to begin. And it's already, hallelujah, I said it's already started. And they are not aware
yeah.
to the door of the Great Tribulation
yeah.
of the Lord spoken. Now, let's see. The secret things belongs to the Lord. That's certain things God is not going to give to man, of course, many secret things. But there are things that Paul says in Ephesians that he was called to unveil the mysteries of God to the church, the kingdom of God. He was called to unveil the mysteries that was hidden from the foundation of the world. And so the Lord God said he will not leave us in the dark concerning what he will do. He will not leave us in dark without him saying, when he got ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he had to stop by Abraham, didn't he?
Amen.
And people don't understand that he could do nothing until he stopped by his special chosen man in the earth who he had made a covenant with. He cannot do anything in the earth until he contacts, because the man that's in the earth has dominion in the earth. And when you enter into another territory, you must recognize the covenant that you made with the person that has dominions in the earth. So when God got ready to do anything, he got to contact Israel or his chosen people, his church, to let them know, because they have a covenant with him and they have dominion. And so the Lord God, before he could do anything, he said, I have to stop by because I have made a covenant and I've given them dominion in the earth and rulership in the earth. So I got to respect that, and I got to, before I can do anything. And Sodom and Gomorrah, he could not destroy until he first stopped by and said, Abraham, do you know what I'm about to do? In the 18th chapter of Genesis, he put it in this way. He said, shall I hide from Abraham the things that I'm about to do? Will I keep secret from Abraham, my servant, my covenant one, my chosen one in the earth? Can I hide and keep that from him? No.
Amen.
And so Abraham negotiated and intercede with the living God concerning deliverance of those nations, even though they were not Israelite nations, but his nephew was in that nation, Lot. Lot was
Amen.
A prime capital. I call him a conservative capitalist. He was after the money, bro. I said, brother, he went down there because the money in his eyes, okay? America is in that same condition like Lot. Money. Don't look at anything. Just money can make great and great economics. Money, economics. And Lot fell into that same sin. His eyes were full of capitalism, money. America's down that same place, and they're teaching people, well, they're making this money. I'm going to create this. I'm going to get you this. And they're leaving out the most important thing. All right. Now, the Lord God said, I will send you Elijah in the latter days. So I'm not going to keep it secret because I got it in the scripture in the prophets and the revelation that I'm sending him. So I'm not going to hide that from you. The time going to come to pass that he is going to speak just like Noah did. And they're going to laugh. And they're going to reject. And they're going to reject the voice of the last warning like Noah did. In Noah's day, he preached and prophesied and preached and prophesied. And they just, they had party. They ignored him. And just like the people going to ignore this warning in this 12th hour, as in the Noah. They're wanting the Elijah one. Oh, we have the Holy Ghost and we have the Bible. But they don't know what the Bible says because their eyes are closed to certain things. Isaiah said, the Lord revealed line upon line, precept, here a little and there a little. To those that humbly seek him, he'll make it known. But you see, this thing is hide from them if they're not humble. If they're not meek, it'll be hid from them. If it's given to the meek and the humble, the 11th chapter, Matthew says, when Jesus was talking to a disciple, he said, these things are hid from the wise and the prudent who think they know and see everything. But it's given to you as you are babes.
Amen.
So here we are. The Elijah warning in the latter day. Now, I want to turn to a message that has been coming by an angel of God, and hardly anyone, probably very few people in the earth know about it. Do you know that since the messenger, the angel, be bringing a word from the Lord, Revelation 14 and 6 and 18 and 1, since 1927, how many people you think, percentage do you know about this, brother, this message and this word? How many percentage would you in the last, now he's been coming, and this message has been paid for 60 or more years, the first 75 years. How many people do you think have heard or know about this? You would estimate.
Oh, if I had to estimate, maybe just 10 to 15%.
I would say less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
Less than 1%. Now, if you want to believe me, the headquarters in Independence, Missouri, if you would take a survey all around Independence and Kansas City, you would get a general analysis how many people know about the Church of Christ, Elijah Messenger, and the Elijah Messenger. Just go to Jackson County, all through there, and just go through, say, 3,000 people. And out of that 3,000 people, you will find probably maybe out of 3,000 people, you may get 100, maybe 100, that heard about the Elijah message.
Yeah.
Now, leave the United States, less than 1%. Go to the other nations. Now, there's a few more in the other nations that have heard about it in America. Now, why do you think there's people in Africa, more people in Africa have heard about the Elijah message than in America?
Wow.
Let me give you another example. Do you know right now there's more underground Christians in Red China in the last 10 or 12 years, there's more born-again, saved, underground Chinese people than in America? Do that sound?
Yeah.
That sound unheard of, isn't it? That ought not to be. This is the center of God's nation. This is America, the Christian nation. And yet there are more Chinese are being convicted, saved, healed, delivered, receiving visitation, and they're in a nation that's under siege by communism and Muslim, and more are coming to Christ than in America. Did I cross
Amen.
The line? Did I cross
yeah,
the line?
But you might well go ahead, brother.
I might as well just get the big rocks thrown at me because we got to wake
up.
The Bible says, Awake, O Zion. You know what it said in the second chapter of Joel? Awake, O Zion.
Amen.
Put off thy slumbering. This is where we're at now. Now, the Lord God is always going to give mercy first and kindness and compassion. Can do nothing about destroying or bringing judgment. And first, he give a voice of mercy, a warning, and awakening. Hallelujah. Because he's a good God, is not willing that any be destroyed. Any.
Amen.
Now, let's see what this, I want to read something this messenger had said, that many people have not heard about this messenger, because very people are blowing the trumpet in Zion. Would you agree with that?
I agree. Amen.
So, in the family of God, they have been charged in the mission to take this angel's restored gospel, which is the restored gospel, to the ends of the earth. You know where the ends of the earth is? You know that expression, to the ends of the earth? You know, talking geographically and globally speaking, when he says to the end, first he says to all nations, to all people, then he says, take it to the ends of the earth. Do you know where the North Pole, brother, when you sail far north?
Right.
This man in the 1900s, I think, what's his name? Admiral Byrd or Byrd, a journey to go to the ends of the earth, to the tip of the far north. And he had a guide, a black Indian guide, who the one that guided him and all the way, his name was Josiah Henson. He was the one that actually was the first one to put his foot at the ends of the earth before Admiral Byrd got to. They give Admiral Byrd, because they gave him the credit, but Johansson, his guide, his scout before him, this black Indian guide, Josiah Henson, actually was the first one. But you know how they write the history. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
We all know how that goes.
Amen.
Just leave out a few facts, okay?
Amen.
You were to ask the average person, the elevator that you see in these buildings, who is the person that invented that contraption, the elevators that take people up and down? And you say, oh, that was a person, but did they not know that it was a black man?
Yeah.
Now, this is left out for a reason. Natural things tell about spiritual things. This is what people don't understand. Natural deception leads into spiritual deception. Keep that in mind now. Keep that in mind. So here we are in the last days and the last generation, Matthew says, and a voice, a trumpet comes. Now, there's many of the deceivers in the earth. Jesus said there'll be many, many deceptions. One of the things he'll be assigned, he said, there will be so many false, lying, deceiving spirits and works in the earth. And when you get closer to the end, you see deception everywhere, lying, deceiving. He said, be aware. Be awake. Be alert. Discern. Just like they're telling a lot of lies about these vaccines. The vaccination telling all these, they're not telling the whole, they're telling these lies and keeping some secret, okay? Understand that?
Amen.
And they're holding back certain things, the government controlling and the different things. And when Mr. Trump went in his administration, they were just, I don't even get into that. I don't even go into that. I don't even go into that. And he kept secret and hid stuff, and a lot of stuff haven't even come out yet that they're holding and keeping secret, stuff that he did and he didn't do.
Amen.
And so our deliverance in the latter days, it's going to come how? When the disruption of judgment is coming upon the earth and plagues, God's going to release some plagues himself. Satan is going to do much in the earth to bring destruction, but the Lord is going to loose certain plagues himself. What plagues do we have to get to be secure and have an inward insurance and cover? This messenger that come in these last days, the Elias, you notice that he says something very important. I want to turn to a messenger and turn to what he says. I want to turn to a couple of things. Before I turn over, I just want to turn to a couple of things that this messenger of the Lord is bringing in these last days. See, and this is very important. And I want to turn to the 86th message, verse 20-21. Message 86. Here's where the angel comes from heaven, and he brings a message to the church, called itself the Church of Christ, Elijah message. And he gives them instruction, and he gives them a command about this word that he's bringing, message 80, verse 20-21.
Message 80?
86, verse 20-21.
Okay, message 86, verse 20-21. The word of God says, unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise to their place and calling, cease their error of negligence and hindrance turn away from, their choice and work will come to nothingness. The Lord will call others to work and carry this work onward. Let come what may, let go what will, weary not in well-doing.
Now, he gave us a rebuke and a chastening there, right?
Amen.
Or did he? Well, then read
yes,
it again and see what you call it, a wake-up call. Read it again.
Amen.
That's it.
86.
He said, unless
the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise to their place and calling, come, cease their error of negligence and hindrance turn away from, their choice and work will come to nothingness. The Lord will call others to work and carry this work onward. Let come what may, let go what will.
And let some will and let where we're. Where are we now in the messenger coming at that? Hallelujah. Do you know that we are there now?
Amen.
He also later on gave another warning to us concerning the importance of this work. Let's go to messages 91 and 20. One, this is how serious and important this work and assignment of this work that he's giving all that's in this work. 91:21.
Message 91:21. Moreover, the Lord is grieved because many that have been called are doing nothing, waiting for a great day to come to shake them loose, when this is a great message and great day. What have you done now? Where are those that would qualify to be leaders and be up and doing?
Now, but it's a good God. He keep trying to needle us, awake us, and stir us. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He got another love tap. I call it a love tap. Message, the angel message, 96, verse 6 and 9. 96, beginning 6 to 9.
Where is the watchman? Why do so many shrink from the way of truth and light that I bring? Search the words I bring, study them, and them some think that they do well to follow, but are slow to understand. All Christendom must flow together in the truth. Proclaim this among the people. The great day of the Lord is near at hand, and the powers that destroy, them that destroy the earth, shall swing wide in the wind of war, strife, and bloodshed, filling the earth with woe. As the powers of evil build for destruction, the way of the Lord will swell in the hearts of the righteous, honest, and humble of the Lord. Lo, the Lord has waited long for his bidden ones to awaken and press forward in preparing their life for greater things to transpire and build the kingdom, the design of the Lord among mankind, but they have failed. Thus
now,
he looks to the rumor that he shall fulfill his work.
Now, those are very serious rebukes, right?
Amen.
Well, a love tap. You want to call it a love tap? Wake-up call. Now we want to turn to something else that the Lord is telling us who have been given this call and responsibility, this whole and heavenly call, assignment to bring this work and this message to the whole world. Let's go to message 48. The angel's message speaks in verse 48. Message 48, verse, what is that? 4? 14, I don't know. Let's see. Verse 14.
Message 48.
No, let's go
14.
48 and 4.
48. Message 48 and verse 4. Thus says the Lord, I have heard the prayers of my children, many of whom are truly humble before me. Blessed art thou, for I shall reward thee as your faith is, and that to your joy and peace. The hearts of the righteous shall be filled, and their bosom shall overflow with gladness.
Okay, let's go to verse 14.
Verse 14. The evil one shall not destroy the elect, but be very humble that you be not led into despair. The Lord will manifest himself in marvelous ways. The wicked destroy themselves, and the just live by faith.
Now, the thing about he will not destroy the elect, but the problem is, how do we become the elect? He said the evil one will not destroy the elect, but how do we qualify to become the elect of God? The Bible said in Peter, to make sure, make your election sure in the Lord. And Peter warns in the days, he said, make your election sure, and he gave them how to make their election sure in Christ. Now let's go to message 88, and we see where the Lord gave us a way of victory. Message 86, 88, 88, 88, 88, and starting at verse 36, starting at verse 36 to 38, here is something very important, that he's also has given his people a way of victory and a warning. The angels have spoken in all through the Bible and give messages and warning, as it was in the days of Noah, so a wake-up call. 88:36. To verse 38.
Satan knows his time is short, and he will work to destroy all that he can. He will work to hinder and deceive and lay stumbling blocks for mankind to fall over. He will puff up in pride, and he will discourage in hope and hinder the faith of many if you do not watch and pray. Have faith in the words of the prophets and the Lord and what I bring, and he will not have power over you. Therefore, come against him, break his yoke by true belief, and study the word, obey the Lord's spirit, and make ready. There will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yea, read these words and follow through, find worship and deliverance.
Now, don't you think the Lord is so careful to give us an answer and solution and give us a victory?
Amen.
Because he wants us to have complete victory, and the elect will make ready. Now, how do we separate people who just come to Christ and get the call of Christ, but how do they become the elect? The elect is called, another word called, the faithful. They're called the faithful. Another term, they become, through their faith and faithfulness, become the elect on their assignment and their call. Now, you don't know why all this oppression has come because, you see, why does it, a lot of oppression has come upon world and churches and everywhere, and also come upon the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, because we have failed to heed. What have we
Amen.
Failed to heed? We have failed to heed. Go and read what he says on verse 37 and 38 again. See where we are. Verse 37 and 38.
Therefore, come against him, break his yoke by true belief, and study the word, obey the Lord's spirit, and make ready. There will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yea, read these words and follow through, find worship and deliverance.
Now, did you find anything interesting in that? Kind of interesting in that? That last admonition?
Amen.
He said
there will come trials that he cannot destroy.
No, let's go back to 36. Let's go back.
36.
We got to get the whole picture. We got to get the whole picture. If Jesus was sitting in our front room where we were, took a chair, and he says, I want you to tell my church, my people, that this messenger about the words, the way they're going to be delivered and how they're going to win and how they're going to overcome, I will give them a very short message to the victory. And this is what, and Jesus is sitting there talking face to face. He said, this is what you're going to have to do. Now read verse 36 and 37. This is the advice that he's giving us.
Satan knows his time is short, and he will work to destroy all he can. He will work to hinder and deceive and lay stumbling blocks for mankind to follow. He will puff up in pride, and he will discourage in hope and hinder the faith of many if you do not watch and pray. Have faith in the words of the prophets and the Lord and what I bring, and he will not have power over you. Therefore, come against him, break his yoke by true belief, study the word, obey the Lord's spirit, and make ready.
Do you know he give us about five things to do to become the elect that overcome and get to victory? If Jesus came face to face with us and gave us that advice as he's giving to the church through his messenger and also to convey it to all mankind and to all believers, that is a very concise wisdom remedy to victory, to complete victory as a believers in the church corporately and individually and conveying to all believers. What is the advice worth? Well, what kind of advice would you want to hear today in all this mess, confusion, sorrow, grief, agony, and the Lord gives you some perfect advice to his all people that's following Christ, and all those who believe the Bible, and all those who believe in his gospel, and also he's giving the Church of Christ, with the Elijah message, restoration, the answer to all their problems. And he comes, and he said, this is the answer to all of your problems, to all of your difficulties. Did you see what he said? If you underline, he says, he tells us what Satan is going to do, and what he's going to try, and how he's going to work. Okay? Then he gives a solution to deliverance, to victory. Now, will we take this antidote? Or have we? Have we?
Absolutely.
Have we really? What did the first thing he says? The first thing he tells us about having a complete victory in these last days. What was the first thing he says?
The first thing in verse 36,
the messenger
right?
Said.
Yeah. The first thing he let us know that Satan has knowledge that his time is short.
Okay. Now he tells you all that he's going to do. He's going to tell all that
right.
The devil's going to how he's going to be working. Now he tells us, let's start at the next verse, What did he give us as a remedy to overcome all that the devil, all that works of evil? What remedy did he give? Verse 37:3. What is this?
Okay, the remedy he give is true belief, studying the word of God, obeying the Lord's Spirit, making ready, and through all that coming against the enemy. Reading the word of the Lord and following through, or obeying, finding worship and deliverance.
Now, you see, he completes the answer for everyone. That's why the Church of Christ is under such an attack and such an oppression, because, see, you're not covered until you obey. You understand that, right? We understand that, right? We're not completely covered until we completely obey, right?
Amen.
Do you understand when he said put on the whole armor of God? What that mean? So then the devil has a right to attack us just like he attacked the other people when we got holes in the dike and don't completely yield and say yes. And he gives us what we have to do to be delivered in this hour. He starts out with a foundation that he gives in the Bible and the reckoning fight, and he advises us what we have to do. And we have not looked at it. Now let's turn back, read one more, and then we'll get to scripture 86 and 20. Now we before we get to the answer solution in the 88 message later on, he gives us a problem that exists, 86 and 20. He gives us of a ongoing problem. Message 86, 20, and 23. What does he say?
Unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise to their place and calling, cease their error, negligence, and hindrance, turn away from, their choice and work will come to nothingness. The Lord will call others to work and carry this work onward. Evil has sought to grip the church and has long had its effect, eating out her soul. When it is removed, she will put on her bridal garments, and many of her children will come unto her.
So she has not put on her bridal garments yet, has she?
Amen.
Well, if she hasn't put on her bridal garments, then what do that mean?
Well, one thing, she need to put it on for her to survive, to stand against the attacks of the enemy.
In that verse, he says, unless the servants of the Lord arise. Understand what he wants us to awaken us. Is he's a good God. Tell us what the problem. Tell him where the holes are, the dents in the knights, in the armor. He tells us where we're not going to get the complete victory until. And he tells us what the problem is. He tells us where the problem is. Then he says, you have to solve and resolve this problem in your way and put on the bridal garments of righteousness. That has not happened yet since 1929 to what? It's 2000 what?
2021.
So, all right, where's the sisters? Are they all cooking cakes, tending to this on their business on the weekend like they're busy? I know family people are busy.
Well, yeah, they're not on, so.
All right.
You, brother.
Now, I'm gonna give you, the Lord gave us a solution in message 88 and verse 36. He gave us the answer and solution. But then before that, he gave us the first part of the solution. Now, the Lord, all you got to do is travel down the road. He's going to give us the complete, detail by detail. Go to 86, 85. We're going from 80, you know, we started at 85, then we went to 86, and then went to 88. God is laying a foundation for our deliverance and our victory. Now look at 85 and 30. See, we have not heeded the Lord. That's why we have not completely heeded and obeyed. 85 and 30. The angel comes and give another nugget, another jewel for us for our victory. Message 85 and verse 30 and 31 and 33.
Let's welcome on the sister. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Oh, somebody been hiding cooking there. But now he starts out.
No cooking going on. Been listening and trying to take it all in.
I know you was hiding. I know you was hiding. You're glad to hear. But I wanted to turn to the solution to all of this difficulty we have corporately as a body and as individual, and why all of these attacks on the enemy is succeeding to some degree. Why the enemy's attack is succeeding to some degree against us as well as other believers. Look what he says in message 85, before we get to 86, before we arrive at the complete solution in 88, look what he gave us, a nugget to bite off. He gave us another fish nugget in 85, verse 30 to 31 to 33. Now, would you want to read that, someone, getting at this important nugget, and see have we eaten this nugget, or we have laid it aside?
All right. This is the midnight cry. The great confusion must fall. Pentecost must come. The outpouring of the Spirit must be even to those that are afar off. I am the messenger to restore all things. I bring a book of instructions, prophecy, and commands to all men, to every branch of the house of Israel. Fear not. Let the Spirit fill you to overflowing, for it will come to all who make ready. The Lord set his hand again the second time to recover his people. I am that servant sent to give meat in due season. Now is the day of choosing to serve the Lord or fail to find peace. For all they that do not...
Go ahead, finish that part.
For all they that do not hear me, hears not God, and shall not be found among the people of the Lord.
Okay. Now, that's some serious hoe cake. That's some serious cornbread, isn't it?
Yes.
That is some good, answer bread if we eat that bread. If we were to eat that bread, what do you think we were to eat the remedy, the answer that God has given us in the Church of Christ Elijah message, as well as other believers? If we were to eat that bread totally, eat the whole roll, we like to chip off a little parts of it, and we just want to chip off. But that last message, before he got to the complete answer and the complete of the role of government, he says, Exodus 85. And that was over 50, 60 years ago. He says to us as a people, he said, this is a midnight cry.
Yeah.
He let us know what time it is. Then he says, you see all this about this confusion that is about to hit the church and hit the church world and hit the Christian world and the government and the education and all this confusion among the restoration, among the government. This great confusion is coming upon all mankind and going to hit the Church of Christ, Elijah Master. This confusion going to hit her too. He says, the great confusion must fall. What's part of the answer? What's the solution? He said, Pentecost must come.
Amen. Wow. Make ready.
Wait a minute now. We took the knife and cut that piece of that cake off. We didn't want that cake. Somebody didn't eat that. Uh-oh. Somebody cut that slice off, sisters, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Cut that slice off.
Amen.
That's the good part of the cake. You cutting off the best part of the cake. And ignoring it and laying it aside, how do you think you're going to get the answer and solution if you don't eat all that God give you to eat?
Amen.
So we have eaten the scroll or the roll that the Lord wants us to eat. We left out valuable, vital parts and ignored it. And now we find ourselves on the siege and attack and down to almost nothing because we have not obeyed fully.
Amen. Amen.
I could be wrong, but I don't think the word wrong.
No,
I don't think so.
Now, so we have to make up our mind that we're going to submit and obey.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep.
Starting the next 10 years.
No, sir. Make ready.
The next 5 years.
Right now.
Yes,
now?
Now.
Time is past.
Now is the time.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing about how the devil stopped us from entering to the greater glory. Now, the Lord wants us to enter into the greater glory. The greater glory. The greater glory.
The greater glory. The greater glory.
Because the only way the world going to see this message and this warning, we got to have the greater glory. Say greater glory.
The greater glory.
Hallelujah. If this greater glory, which is called the brighter garment, if we don't come into that, the world will not see this message or believe this angel's message. We're not accepted. They'll just do like in Noah's day, ignore it and laugh and go on their way.
Amen. Amen.
Unless we enter into the greater glory of God.
Yes.
And submit to the greater glory that has to be revealed, that all, do you know the angel said that kings will come? Message 80. Six, he said, kings will shut their mouths at what I have to say. I mean, kingdoms and governors come from nations going to shut and bow to what I have to say. Man, we know that ain't happening. I'm sorry. I don't care how many people are saying the message is coming to me or I got the temple law and all that stuff. Kings are not coming out of it. But I'm trying to make it light. But kings, he said, kings gonna come to what and hear what I have to say.
What I got to say.
Huh?
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
When they see this glory manifested, the presidents of the United States are gonna say, this people, I see and hear of them. I had to go, let's go to send an ambassador down to see what they're doing.
Yes.
So the ambassador of the United Nations in America will come down and say, wow, what are y'all? And they're going to behold the glory.
Amen.
I said they're going to behold the glory of God.
Behold the glory. Behold the glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank Lord. You, Jesus.
They're going to behold the beauty of the Lord.
Amen.
They're going to sense the great love of God that be so convicting that they can't deny it.
Amen.
Yes.
They will want to, but they won't be able to because the convicting and convincing power will be so great that they'll bow and say, surely this is true.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
All glory to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
If we would humble ourselves, we humble ourselves and submit ourselves and say, yes, Lord, whatever you have said, we will obey, we will do it.
Lord Jesus.
Even if I had to destroy my pride and my selfishness and my vanity and my arrogance, I will bow to you, your word, O Lord. And all restoration will begin to come together without you even saying anything.
Yes.
Why? Because this glory is going to be like the sunlight of righteousness arising with healing in its power.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's what I'm convicting.
And you won't have to say all these little fragments of restoration and the honest and hard will be coming. Hallelujah. They would awaken and run because they behold the glory.
Amen.
Behold the glory of the Lord.
Behold the glory of the Lord. Yes, Lord.
And
the glory of
we have not submitted because we won't. See, I said this, and a lot of people got hurt. I said, most of the people don't believe all of the messages.
Uh-huh.
They just say it.
Yeah.
We just say it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The only way you can convince God, the only way you can convince God, Jesus said, if you do what I say, if you heed my word and my commandment, you are they that love me.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that because you say you love me. He didn't say that you say that you believe and don't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the doer of the words.
Amen.
That are justified. The doers of the gospel. The doers. Not the sayers alone. Is that true?
That's true.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we going to become fully doers and break our pride?
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yep. Yes.
Break your arrogance and my selfishness, my vanity, my self-righteousness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
All right. I will give the last, 10 minutes to you, Autumn. I took your time up. Also, okay, sisters, I give you the last 10 minutes, 9 minutes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I just thank and I praise the Lord. I was listening from the beginning. The word was good, and I just pray and just tell the Lord I want to eat the whole roast. I want to eat it all because, you know, he tells us these things that are coming and the things that's going to happen, but then he comes right back and tells us what we need to do to be prepared for these things. And I just think, and I praise the Lord for the word, because I think I praise him for all of the word, all of the word. You know, I ask the Lord to keep me humble, to keep me repentant, and just, I want to eat all of the word. I talk to the Lord, and I tell the Lord daily to help my remembrance when I read it. I just wanted to get down up on the inside of me, and I just thinking, and I praise the Lord, and not just that. I want to be a doer of the word, a doer of God's word, and I just thank him for the word. I'm telling you, the word was worth eating, whatever you want to call it tonight. It was. I'm telling you, for anybody that is listening, it's worth receiving it. If you don't believe it, go and ask the Lord Christ Jesus. Because I tell you, if you really from the depths of your heart want to know, he'll give you an answer. And I'm telling you, you can go and ask him, but I'm telling you, it is true. It is true. And I thank the Lord for it, because I thank him for the saving of my soul.
Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for the word. And the words are out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And, you know, I just thank the Lord for the word went forth on tonight. And I was listening to that Brother Nathaniel when he came on and you know, and how he was sharing, you know, about the coronavirus and Brother Lee and you know, and the things that is about to take place. And I was on my way to work this morning. I was listening at the Christian radio, and they was talking about the same thing about this one world government and, you know, and how it's lining up right now and how this lady working all her might, you know, to change the currency, you know, other money, and how they have to get Russia and China and the United States to come into agreement to be able to change over this money system and how right now is talking about a change, you know, in the currency of the change, you know, is trying to take it completely away. And you know, and how this man, you know, was talking about how they is trying to get ready to, you know, to bring this system, change this system over. And you know, and I just thank the Lord for that word. I got a greater and a greater enlightenment, you know, there tonight. I truly thank the Lord, you know, for his word that we have to prepare, because truly these going to be some trying times, you know, and already up on us. And you can see the fear, you can hear the fear of you know, in the people, and it's bringing confusions up on them in what they should do and not do. And, you know, and it's truly, you know, thank the Lord
thank
for
you.
That. And the greatest thing it is, It is going to be the fear. And they're using this virus, you know, to put the fear, you know, into the people that they can be able to control the, you know, the people. And as the governor is issuing out all of this money and food and different things and getting people dependent on the system. When the system changes over, you know, they will already be convinced, you know, that this here is right. And they're going to be so to begin to go into those different steps of the government.
Yeah, man.
It's going to go by step by step by step. It's not going to happen all at once, but it's going to be a step thing because grace is set. And you know what? I thank God that he just made things so clear to me tonight as you all was talking about these different things.
Amen.
And I thank him because it is true. It is true.
Yes.
Amen.
It's
now,
true.
And we released the wake-up call, the stirring of each of us who are part of the Church of Christ and Elijah Master, as well as our other brethren in Christianity. Mm-hmm. They are brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And the lost and sinners are the unconverted that the Lord is reaching out.
Amen.
And he asks you to make a decision tonight, wherever you are, to decide to submit and yield your life and heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Jesus to be your Lord, reign over your life, redeem you from sin and from the bondage of Satan and from the kingdom of darkness, and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I believe you died and rose again. Your blood atoned. Your blood redeemed me from sin and death. I believe your word. I accept you. I want you to be Lord and Master in my life. Come live your life in me. Rule in me. Reign in me. Deliver me. Cleanse me.
Yeah.
Make me new. Make me your vessel. Your vessel tonight. I believe your word. I call upon you, Lord Jesus, you said. And I believe that your death and your blood redeem me from all of my iniquity and all of my sin. Now, Lord, send your word and heal me from all of your diseases and all my bondage and my chains. Break them off of my life, off my family, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, the Church of Christ is down to message 86 and 20 and coming down to 91 and 21. We're at that place. Now, there must be a new awakening.
Yes,
it must
Lord.
Come. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
There
Jesus.
Must come a new, just like in 1929, there must come a new an awakening. And it must come, and it's coming very soon. If those who will not awaken, and they will slumber and have their way, they will not be a part of the elect, because God is not bound by a house or a piece of land.
Amen.
You can't bind God, said this is a wood house or the temple lot. You think that's going to stop him from rising and giving a people? He can choose whom he will. And the Bible and the scripture, he'll choose whom he will. He will choose whom he will to speak to and speak through. No one can bind him and say, well, you have to use us. You got no choice because we have the books and we got the temple and we got that. Don't be deceiving yourself.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can pick somebody around the end of the earth if he want to. I mean, you can't tell him. You can't control God. You can't tell him. You can't counsel the Lord. Unless the servants arise and be no more oppressed, he says. Take their place in calling. Cease their error and their negligence.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh.
Amen.
So we're going to repent and ask your forgiveness for the whole body. We come, Lord Jesus, to repent and confess for the failures of the whole body of believers.
Yes.
For our slothfulness, negligence, our failure to obey the word of the Lord.
The word
we
of the
fail
Lord.
To submit and yield.
And
to qualify
to be the elect, the Lamb of God, people made ready, not in name only, not in name only, but oh Lord Jesus, you're great in mercy and kindness, and you will deliver us, revive us, awaken us in the midst of the years. Send your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we desire Pentecost to come to deliver us out of this confusion. Would you, Lord, to those that hunger and come after you, from this day forward, we make a covenant, begin to fast and pray and seek your face to break every yoke, a devil that come against him, break every chain, to come against him, to learn what spiritual warfare and deliverance mean. For you commanded us to come against him and break his yoke by true belief.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord, the yokes, the chains, the oppression, you would set your people free.
Yes.
As it is written in Isaiah 61, you came to set the captive free.
Yes.
Now, Lord Jesus, we humble and repent and ask for forgiveness for the whole body.
For the whole body.
Standing in the gap for our brethren, the weak, the fallen, the one that's turned away, the one that's broken and walked away, to those that overcome, we ask you, Lord, do a miracle.
Miracle, Lord.
Do a miracle, Lord
Jesus.
Do a miracle, at least a miracle. Do a miracle of all the honest and humble that love you, Lord. Do a miracle of deliverance and awakening. Do a miracle to bring healing and set free. Do a miracle and empower and break every chain in our fellow. Lord, do a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus prevail. Let the blood of Jesus prevail. Let the blood of Jesus prevail against the works of the enemy. Deliver us from delusion and deception. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, the Lord say the same tomorrow night. Another broadcast at 7 o'clock p.m. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, we thank God for all you for listening. As for Brother Lee, Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. God
bless.
Yes, bless. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.